Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. Yes, I'd like to call the roll call. Ms. Ellison.
Chair Smedberg.
Here.
Acting Vice Chair Bulger. Vice Chair Goldman.
Here.
Director Horner.
Here.
Alternate Director Meridian.
Here.
Director Ron. Director McMillan. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Board Secretary. If there are no objections, we're going to go ahead and approve the agenda as presented. Are there any objections? If not, thank you. The agenda is approved. Today, the board is voting on changes to its committee membership as a result of board member Christian Dorsey's violations of the board's code of ethics. Mr. Dorsey is recused from this matter. As background, on October 30th, 2019, Mr. Dorsey updated his board disclosure form to report a $10,000 political campaign contribution that he received on June 21st, 2019 from the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 689. Mr. Dorsey, on his own initiative, disclosed the campaign contribution, but failed to do so within the 10-day calendar days of receiving it, as required by the then existing and the current code of ethics. Because of Mr. Dorsey's delay in disclosing this campaign contribution, Mr. Dorsey participated in several matters from which he could have recused himself. On November 6, 2019, Mr. Dorsey confirmed to the Ethics Committee that he will return the $10,000 campaign contribution from Local 689 and provide a document verifying the return of the contribution. In light of these facts, the Ethics Committee determined that despite Mr. Dorsey's good faith disclosure and return of the contribution, he violated the Code of Ethics and should be reprimanded and removed as chair of the Finance and Capital Committee. In order to implement the Ethics Committee's determination and to ensure the most effective and efficient operation of the board and its committees, I move the following changes to committee membership as reflected in Attachment A. For Finance, Director McMillan will be the chair of the new committee. The vice chair position will be reserved for the District of Columbia once it appoints a principal member. In the interim, alternate director Jeff Meridian will serve in the capacity for the district. And myself, Paul Smedberg, will be appointed to the committee replacing Mr. Dorsey. For Safety and Operations, Mr. Dorsey will be appointed to the committee. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Bulger. Any discussion? If there is none, all those in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. Thank you. Before we conclude, I want to remind everyone that the Code of Ethics exists to assure the highest degree of confidence and public trust in WMATA, and that the judgment of the board members will not be compromised or affected by conflicting interest or the appearance of a conflict of interest. Board members, present and future, shall abide by both the letter and the spirit of the Code of Ethics. Thank you. We stand adjourned. We will convene in the room next door. The Safety and Operations Committee will begin shortly.